Hello and welcome to Homeschooling Oils. My name is Tina, and if you're seeing this video, it's because you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel yet, and I'm trying to figure out why. So I'm getting ready to tell you all the reasons why you should hit that subscribe button, because over here at Homeschooling Oils, we keep it real. We talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of homeschooling, the struggles and the challenges that most of us deal with, but we're just a little bit too shy or a little bit afraid to admit that we're struggling in a certain particular area. We talk about learning difference. We talk about gifting and talent. We talk about the emotional aspect of it. We talk about homeschooling on a budget, homeschooling while you're sick, homeschooling while you're working. We talk about it all, and we do it from a natural standpoint, meaning that we use essential oils to naturally balance our emotions, use food, use diet, use exercise, and how we can use all these natural things to not only enhance the educational process by allowing us to stay focused, but also support our health and wellness at the same time by being mindful of what we put on and in our bodies to promote our overall wellness from a natural approach. And we touch a little bit on taking care of our bodies as females with the products that we choose to use. So you're going to see peek insides of curriculum, things that you normally don't see. We're going to talk about it. I even explain you how to build curriculum. I explain you what curriculum is. We just have fun, and we do giveaways, and we just have an amazing time, because this is a community of upliftment, a community of fun, because we like to laugh, and it's also a community of true support to let you know the ins and outs of homeschooling and let you know that everything is going to be all right. So welcome to Homeschooling Oils, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button and click the bell so you get notified every time we upload a video. Talk to you later. Bye. And I'm Tina, and welcome to Lakeshore Academy. Today we're going to talk about how to make your own curriculum. I know in one of my previous videos, I was trying to give you like a quick how to explain your video on the basis of making a curriculum on your own and how it wasn't such a daunting thing to think about. Well, today I'm actually going to show you like I promised. Now, say for example, you have a dictionary, or just a regular library book, a reading book, mathematics book, and a workbook, a whole year worth of curriculum in a workbook. The thing is, it doesn't really matter which thing you decide to do. It's already written for you. You're saying, how could that be? Well, let me show you. It goes back to the old school table of contents. In the table of contents, it tells you everything that's in the book. Like for example, in this visual dictionary, you can actually use this entire book to teach your children about different things on the visual aspect and use your table of contents to do it. Like you see, in the table of contents, you see the various chapters, and it even categorize it, telling you what page this and that's going to be on. So, say for example, if you want to talk about make a unit study on the universe and Earth. Well, as you can see, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 different topics up under this unit. You can actually make this a unit study and go about it once, one subject every week, or you can spread it out longer. It just depends on you and your children and how they learn, what's better for them and also you. And you just basically just write it out. You can, like with me, if you know it's a book that you're gonna keep, you can actually write the date right beside it what you use. But you know, to make it more simple, let me just show you what I wrote on the board today. Look at here, how to write your own curriculum. Now the things that you can use are, like I showed you, you can use any of the books, you can use workbooks, magazines, any book that you want. You can even use a newspaper. The thing is, let's focus on step one. You need to take the table of contents and use it as your guide, because it's your curriculum already written out for you. Use it. You do not have to go through the mind work or the busy work trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do with the children? I have a book that I'm using, and I do not have no teacher notes or a teacher guide. Yes, you do. You already have it written within your table of contents. Only thing you have to do is use it and divide it in whatever section you want to do it, and do it whenever you want to do it. Step two, you need to decide what information you want to use and make sure to collect other resources if you like. Now, you don't have to collect other resources, but if you want to make it more exciting or more information onto them and teach them how to do different stuff, how to get gather their own information, this will be a great thing to do. But first, you need to decide what information you want to use out of whatever book or magazine or workbook that you're using, because there are no written rules. You don't have to use every single subject or every single thing within that particular book or magazine or workbook. You can just pick certain things that you like. As long as you you meet all your criteria, you just pick the certain things that you like that you want to use in your curriculum. You can pick and choose from various books. Step three, as you use the material, date it so that you can keep it for your records. Now, like I was saying before, whatever you decide to use out of the book or magazine or whatever you're using, you can date it when you're using the information, and then later on you can write it down in your records, and you can actually have the details of what you study, because usually after every chapter it has a summary, which can be your teacher's guide. The end of the summary can turn into an additional reference for you to be a teacher's guide for you, and also in combining with your table of contents. And the fourth step is just basically make it fun. Don't make it drooling or apprehensive where the children really don't want to learn. Make it fun. Make it fun for yourself. That's why I say pick and choose what you want to use. Because if it's not interesting to you, then how are you going to make it interesting to your children when you're teaching them? So again, we have just four simple steps on how you can make your own curriculum without having to go through all the mind work of trying to figure out how to write it out and everything. And now, just to give you a little bit more to show you on that particular subject, I'm gonna break it down and show you in this mathematics book. See where it says geometry, and it talks about different things like lines and angles and circles. You can make that your unit study. And page 328, 332, 336, it talks about different segments of geometry dealing with those line angles and circles. Only thing you have to do is come in when you do this, write the little date right here, and later on transfer it to your records. And see where it says section A review, 338. Voila, it's a whole review, which is your teacher's guide, along with your table of contents that we were using before. So you can use both of these references, and you can use it for an effective teacher's guide and also a very effective curriculum without paying a whole lot of money getting those very pricey curriculums. You can also go to the library, and it's so much information that you can use from the library. And I don't know if it's in every library, but in some cases you can go and ask the librarian to order a particular book that's not in the library. I know we can do that in certain areas over here, but I don't know if they do that everywhere. But it doesn't hurt to ask. So ask the librarian. If you see a book that you like and it's pretty pricey, well, go check it out. See, is it in the library? If it's not in the library, then go to the librarian and ask her, is there any possible way that you all can order this book? And 9 times out of 10, the answer will be yes. Same thing with these workbooks. So, I hope you enjoyed, and I hope it was you understood the basics of how you write your own curriculum. And basically, it's not you writing, it's basically filling in what's already written using your table of contents and the summary or the review at the end of the chapter. And like I said, you can also supplement that information with different things, from websites to games that you can play with the children, TV shows that is talking about the same subject, because there are a lot of educational shows out there today. So it's so many things that you can do to supplement the information without breaking the bank. So this is me, Tina, and I hope you enjoy this episode of How to Make Your Own Curriculum. Now, I'm coming back with another video, and I'm going to be making it on different websites and things that you can get things for free. But basically, it's going to be mostly focusing on free websites and directing you to different resources that's on websites and worksheets and so forth. And also trying to teach you how you can like look for this information. So, until then, thank you again for coming to visit me on Lakeshore Academy, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye! Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Homeschooling in Oils, the place to be to learn all about homeschooling, education, wellness, and life. We talk about the uncomfortable in order to make you comfortable, to let you know that you're not alone with the struggles and the challenges that comes with homeschooling. But along those lines, there are many blessings and so many great benefits of homeschooling your children and drawing close to your beautiful families through the essence of homeschooling with your family. So make sure that you follow us on all the different social media platforms at Homeschooling in Oils on Facebook, Instagram, and also YouTube. But after listening to this video and you're still feeling a little bit confused, a little bit frustrated, and you wanted to stop, well, you need to make sure that you go to Homeschooling Oils on Facebook and send us a personal message to Coach Tina Ramsey so that she can create for you a customized homeschooling plan designed for your family to win on your epic journey of homeschooling. Right now, she still has coaching consultations available for you. So make sure to get on her list today to get your personal coaching consultation with her and find out the details. Again, we appreciate you and thank you for being a part of our Homeschooling in Oils family. We'll talk to you later. Bye.